Okay, it's time for your daily clock check. That's right. Take a look at your clock. It should say 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I didn't sleep all that well last night. What happened? I don't know. I thought I was going to sleep well. I didn't take a nap yesterday. I got up early. Kind of got tired through the day. Then I tried to go to bed early. That didn't work out. And then I woke up every half an hour. Oh my God. So what am I doing? I don't know. I'm kind of trying to take it easy a little bit. It's another hot day, so we're not going to go outside today. For various other reasons as well. So I'm sitting here watching a football game. Yeah, I'm watching the U.S. Women's National Team as they get ready for the World Cup that's coming up here in another week or so. And Tobin Heath is healthy, so she's playing. And as a matter of fact, she's about to take this corner kick. Yeah, there's about 15 more seconds in this half. There goes the kick. Oh, it was a good kick, but I don't know. Ooh. And it bounced out. Somebody had a shot on goal, and it looks like they're going to call halftime here. So, yeah, I'm sitting here watching. That was a good shot, though. That was almost there. So I'm sitting here watching football, the women's national team. How are they going to do in the World Cup this year? They should do pretty good. They are looking good. They're strong. I think they got their whole thing together. Megan Rapinoe has her hair dyed pink, so that's an interesting change. Awesome. But the bad news is, I have to watch this with the sound off. Because who are the commentators? Ian Dark, who is awesome, who is great. Can't get enough of that guy. But who else is sitting at the desk with him? That's right, Julie Foudy. Ugh. Good iced tea today. Julie Foudy was a member of a certain team who we have complained about in the past. Most recently, last Saturday. Listen to last Saturday's show if you want to hear my opinion about the 99, the 1999 United States Women's National Team. Ooh, my knee. What happened to my knee? Ow. And Julie Foudy has basically no reason to be doing any announce work or color commentating or any of that. Because even though she's played the game, she doesn't seem to know anything about it. And as an example, this is the example that I cite the most. I once heard her say that a shot on goal was too long. That's right. She actually said this during a game when somebody kicked the ball. It did not go in the goal. And Julie Foudy said that the ball was too long. Now, if you're not a football person, if you're not a sports guy or girl, what you need to know is that when in soccer we talk about a pass being too long or a ball being too long, it means it got kicked too far. That's all it means. You know, like if a pass is too long, it means it got ahead of the person that it was being passed to. Okay, the ball was kicked too far. Okay, as such, any attempt on goal can't go too far. Anytime you kick the ball at the goal, you can't kick it too far. You know what I'm saying? You can kick it too short. You can kick the ball and it doesn't go far enough to get to the goal. But you can't kick the ball too hard or make it go too far. Because once it crosses the goal line, it's either out of play or it's a goal. It doesn't matter how much further it goes past the goal or over the goal line or anything. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's kind of like saying, oh, the field goal attempt was kicked too far. If you're familiar with American football, and you're probably not, you computer nerds, you can't kick a field goal too far. It's either too low, or it's too left or too right. It can't be too high. It can't go too far. It's like in baseball, hitting the ball. You can't hit the ball too far. Oh no, he hit the ball too far. He's out? No. If you hit the ball over the fence, it's a home run. That's the best thing that can happen. It's just like in baseball. You can't hit the ball too far and have that be detrimental to your team. It's detrimental. It doesn't matter. Why am I trying to explain sports to a bunch of computer dorks? I don't know. So I'm sitting here drinking a lot of tea instead. The game has gone to halftime. The United States is up by one. I've watched a great deal of this game. Not all 45 minutes of the first half. I had to eat and do some other stuff, but I've caught at least 35 minutes of it. And actually, both teams look pretty good. Mexico looks pretty good, but they're getting chopped up a little bit in the midfield by the United States. And that's kind of typical of the United States play. And they're showing the goal, Tobin Heath goal. Want her. Need to have her. So delicious. Hot football chicks. Oh, I do love football. Now, see, there's another good one. Now, see, there's right there. They just sort of showed the problem with Mexico. When Mexico gets into the boat, when they get into the midfield, the United States teams has that in-between person that goes in between the lines there. That's working out pretty good. Huh. Anyway. Oh, so what are we doing? In other news, Juve is playing Sampdoria. That game is also at halftime, but I don't get to see it. Oh. That reminds me, I gotta grab my notebook here. Which is under my cigar box guitar book. This magazine with a turkey on the cover. Here we go. Got to fill out my notebook. Yeah, here's another thing you might want to know in case I forgot to mention it in the last week or so. The Fantasy F1 League between me and my cat, Monaco. Pippo won again last week. So, she's up to 8 points, and what am I up to? I don't remember. but we gotta figure that out at some point in time. Put that back. And doodly do. No, far out. They're showing Abby Wambach. Apparently, Abby Wambach is going to be inducted into the U.S. Women's Soccer Hall of Fame, which I'm shocked to find that she isn't already a member of. Oh my God, they need her right now so bad, it's not even funny. Come back, Abby! Oh, here comes Pippa. Hi, Pippa, where are you going? Cat comes out of the bathroom. I start doing the wow, 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 wow. She freaks out and runs out of the room. That's a good kitty. That's a good baby. And suddenly it all falls apart. What are we doing? What's even happening here? Oh, where's my tea? Here we go. Okay. I think it's time for some music. Who wants to hear some music by show of hands? 1, 2, 3. Okay, yeah, let's just do this. What do you want to listen to? Yeah, I got something for you. Wow, why does this sound like crap? Ugh, sorry Stevie. It just sounded so bad I couldn't bring myself to listen to it any further. Does that make me a terrible person? It very well might. So what else are we going to listen to instead? Bet you didn't see this one coming. Yeah, so my first question is, did that sound weird to anybody else? Is that just me? Are my ears weird today? Is that why the Stevie Ray Vaughan thing sounded weird to me? Why am I complaining about these things? Is it just because these recording technologies were crappy and 35 years old, and what the hell is going on? Am my ears weird today? Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it and talking, do I sound weird? What? I don't know what to think here, kids. I'm kind of confused. Anyway, that was, of course, Undercover of the Night, written and produced by the Glimmer Twins and performed by the Rolling Stones. The Glimmer Twins, of course, being Sir Mick and Saint Keefe. The Glimmer Twins. Not to be confused with Nanker Felge. Nanker Felge is the early collective pseudonym for the Rolling Stones, including Brian Jones and Ian Stewart. Ian Stewart? Who's Ian Stewart? That guy who was originally the keyboardist for the Rolling Stones, who unceremoniously got the boot. Nanker Felge. Anyway, so I've turned back to the football game. Tobin Heath has been substituted. I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if that's such a good idea. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So anyway, where are we at here? Oh, good Lord. We gotta do another 5 minutes. Is this one of these shows that just is never gonna end? It could be. Oh, and it doesn't matter because nobody's listening anyway. All right, so what are we gonna do today? What's the plan here? Well, I need maple syrup. I think I only have maybe one day of maple syrup left. That's no good. Then I've got half a dozen or more waffles, but I only have enough syrup for two of those waffles. So that means that somebody is going to have to go to the grocery store. Oh, do I want to go to the grocery store today? Today is Sunday, the worst possible day to go to the grocery store. Especially when you just need to buy like three things. So anyway, do I want to? Yeah, being Sunday, my little grocery store is closed, so I gotta go to the big grocery store, which is gonna be jam-packed full of people. And they recently got rid of their express lanes. Yeah, my big grocery store got rid of their express lanes to make room for self-checkout. And I absolutely refuse to use self-checkout cashier type deal things because it takes so long. It is so much faster to have somebody else ring up your stuff that, oh, I just, time is money, people. My time, especially. So yeah, and plus, why'd you spend all this money and time training cashiers? The other thing is, at this particular grocery store, I know one of the secrets, and one of the secrets is the people behind the customer service counter, they can ring up your groceries as long as you have things that aren't needing to be weighed. If you're buying something by the pound, you got to go through the regular line or use the self-checkout because, obviously they don't have any scales at the customer service desk, so they can't ring anything up. So if you're not buying grapes, or chili peppers that are being sold by the pound. If you're just buying regular things that can be scanned and rung up, you can just go up to the customer service desk where there's, you know, much fewer customers waiting. Sometimes none. And that's my favorite trick. Grab my stuff, get in line, and then find out that, oh, I'm five people deep. There's only three cashiers and there's 15 people standing in line. Fine. Take my stuff to the customer service desk. Beep, beep, beep. That'll be $13.86. Here you go. And I'm out of there. It's one thing I hate, standing around in grocery stores. It's super annoying. Much like being told that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception, every goddamn day, people, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So you should be listening every day. This is on every day. What's your problem? Obviously, it can't possibly be as bad as whatever my problem is, which is having to leave. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.